Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatemin nebiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim bismillahirrahmanirrahim 105 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Part 5 Attar Supplication O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 105 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Grant them the blessings of the Noble Qur'an and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A virtue of salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فَإِنَّهُ مَشْهُودٌ تَشْهُدُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَإِنَّ أَحَدًا لَنْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ إِلَّا عُرِدَتْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتُهُ حَتَّى يَفْرُغَ مِنْهَا I recite an abundance of salat upon me on Fridays, for it is witnessed by the angels. No one recites salat upon me except that his salat is presented to me until he completes it. Sayyidina Abu Ad-Darda radiyallahu anhu asked, O Messenger of Allah, even after your passing? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, Even after my passing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْعَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ For indeed, Allah has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the Prophets عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ So the Prophet of Allah is alive and receives provision. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 14 Pearls of Wisdom from Surah Al-Shu'ara. Number 1. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam feels sorrow over our sins until the day of judgment. Number 2. The place where a Prophet's grave is located is not afflicted by Allah's punishment. The graves of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers were present in Egypt, and this is why Pharaoh was not punished while he remained there. Rather, he was taken out of Egypt for punishment. Other nations were punished within their own settlements, but Egypt remained safe because of these noble figures. Number 3. Only 3 people from the people of Egypt accepted faith. Pharaoh's wife, Lady Asiya rahmatullahi alayha, the believer from Pharaoh's household, Sayyiduna Khirbil rahmatullahi alayh, and Lady Maryam binte Namusha rahmatullahi alayha, who guided Prophet Musa alayhi salam to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam's grave. Number 4. Whoever appears before Allah Almighty with a sound heart, his wealth and children will also benefit him. A sound heart is a heart free from corrupt beliefs. Number 5. Very few people from the nation of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam believed in him. The majority remained disbelievers. Number 6. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared it forbidden for his descendants to accept zakat until the day of judgment. This means it is obligatory for the wealthy amongst them to give zakat, but forbidden for the poor amongst them to receive it. So it cannot be claimed that zakat was introduced to support the Prophet's family. Number 7. Calling a believer lowly or considering them despicable is the behavior of disbelievers. No believer is lowly. All are noble. Number 8. The noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam would first introduce themselves to the people and then introduce Allah Almighty and all matters of religion. In his very first preaching, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam asked the people what they thought of him because faith depends on recognizing the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Number 9. Disassociating from the evildoers is a sunnah of the noble prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam. Number 10. The appointment of a prophet is the selection of Allah Almighty, which is why the reward is not the responsibility of creation. The appointment of a caliph is through the choice of the people, which is why it is the people's responsibility to support him financially. The rightly guided caliphs, radiallahu anhum, accepted a wage when they were leaders, except for Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, radiallahu anhu. Number 11. The rank of scholars is very high, for Allah Almighty chose them to bear witness to the truthfulness of the noble Qur'an. Number 12. The collective name of five regions is Arab, and the rest of the earth is considered non-Arab. These five regions are Hijaz, Iraq, Najd, Bahrain, and Yemen. Number 13. A preacher should first convey the message to his close relatives and then to others. Otherwise, the preaching will not have the desired effect. This is why the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam preached to his close relatives first and then to the general public. Number 14. The mercy of Allah Almighty is always upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So whoever clings to the feet of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam also receives Allah's mercy. 13 pearls of wisdom from Surah An-Naml. Number 1. The righteous servants of Allah Almighty are blessed. The believers who live in noble places are also blessed, and the Muslims of Medina are more blessed than us. Number 2. Even ants hold the belief that the companions of the prophets do not oppress anyone. Number 3. Prophet Sulaiman's hoopoe bird was aware of beliefs and deeds by the blessing of the prophet's company. Whoever does not accept the companions of the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as believers shows less faith in the blessings of the beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam than the blessings of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. The animals in Prophet Sulaiman's company were believers, yet the humans in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are not considered believers, mu'adhallah. Number 4. A leader's judgment is based on research and investigation, not on personal spiritual insight or divine knowledge. Even on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty, despite being all-knowing, will pass judgment upon investigation, such as testimonies from witnesses. Number 5. Beginning a task with Bismillah leads to success, as Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was granted a wife like Bilqis through its blessings. Number 6. The friends of Allah Almighty hold no value or regard for worldly wealth and possessions, nor do they take pride in them. What joy is there in gaining something temporary, and what sorrow is in its loss? May Allah Almighty grant us everlasting happiness. Ameen. Number 7. The accepted servants of Allah Almighty even consider blessings to be a test. They never take pride in them. Number 8. It is better to assess the intellect, understanding, and wisdom of the person one intends to marry. Number 9. Bilqis embraced Islam before marrying Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. She gave birth to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, who passed away during the lifetime of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam became king at the age of 13 and passed away at the age of 53, ruling for 40 years. He passed away 575 years after the passing of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and Bilqis passed away 1 month after Prophet Sulaiman passed away. Number 10. Allah Almighty readily accepts the prayer of the distressed. Amongst the conditions for the acceptance of a supplication is a state of deep yearning and restlessness. This is why it is encouraged to ask the distressed to pray for you. The prayers of travellers, the sick, the oppressed, and those in debt are close to acceptance. Number 11. Whoever does not prepare for the day of judgment or death is blind to the day of judgment. Number 12. Sleeping at night with good intentions is an act of worship. Number 13. Everyone's rights should be fulfilled. Worship and self-discipline are the rights of the soul, and rest is the right of the nafs. Both rights must be observed. Just as some rest is taken during the day, some worship should be performed at night. 27 Pearls of Wisdom from Surah Al-Qasas. Number 1. Pharaoh slaughtered 90,000 innocent children of Bani Israel. Number 2. The name of Pharaoh's wife is Lady Asiya bint Muzahim bin Ubaid bin Rayyan bin Walid. Rayyan bin Walid was the king during the time of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Number 3. The miracles of the noble prophets alayhimu salatu was salam sometimes manifested during childhood. For example, Prophet Musa alayhi salam did not feed from any wet nurse except his own mother, and Prophet Isa alayhi salam spoke during childhood. This kind of miracle is known as irhas. Number 4. Through the blessings of righteous deeds, Allah Almighty grants perfect knowledge, and the actions of a scholar are also blessed. Therefore, scholars should engage in righteous deeds. Number 5. Allah Almighty not only grants the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam spiritual strength, but also perfect physical strength, which is greater than that of the angels. Number 6. Leaving a dangerous place and taking measures to save one's life is a sunnah of the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. Number 7. If a woman must go outside, she should stay away from men and avoid entering a crowd. Number 8. Although it is a sunnah for a marriage proposal to come from the groom's side, it is also permissible for it to come from the bride's side. Number 9. The power of speech is a great blessing from Allah Almighty if accompanied with piety. Without piety, it becomes a source of torment. Number 10. Blessed is the one who corrects themselves upon the advice of elders. Cursed is the one whom time corrects. Number 11. The baked brick was invented by Pharaoh, and it is permissible to benefit from the inventions of the disbelievers. Today the world is benefiting from baked bricks, railways, wires, etc. Number 12. Reflecting on the disbelief and punishment of the disbelievers is a divine command and an act of worship. Wonders of the prophetic gaze. Number 13. The sight of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perceives the past, future, present, and even the absent. On the night of ascension, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw those who would be born thousands of years after his passing being punished in hell. Angel Jibra'il alayhi salam said, "These are the people from the Prophet's nation who dealt with usury." Number 14. In this world, bad reputation for someone is Allah's curse, and good reputation is Allah's mercy, as is the case with the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam, saints and righteous. The evil fame of the devil is a curse upon him, to the extent that even the disbelievers are aware of the devil's ill repute, because calling someone a devil is an insult. Number 15. The divine law codes of the previous Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam faded after some time, but it is the honour of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that despite such a long period of time passing, his way of life remains established and the noble Qur'an is still preserved. Number 16. In the Arabian Peninsula, no prophet came before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam except for Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Where the sun is present in the sky, no star is seen. Number 17. There is no produce in Makkah, yet sustenance is drawn in from all directions. They receive peace and provision from residing under the shadow of the Kaaba. If the people became connected to the generous care of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they will receive even greater peace and provision. The Kaaba is the sanctuary of people, whilst the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the sanctuary of faith, where the fruits of divine attributes and essence manifest. Number 18. Everyone will be made to enter the court of Allah Almighty, and the believers will come willingly and happily, but the disbelievers will be compelled to appear like criminals facing the judge before execution. Number 19. Faith-based relationships will continue in the hereafter, but worldly and selfish relationships will be broken. Number 20. A believer will remember their religion in the grave, on the day of judgment, and everywhere else. They will recognize their Lord, their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and even their Shaykh and teacher. Number 21. Prophethood is divine deputation, a selection made solely by Allah Almighty, while Caliphate is the deputation of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and its selection is made by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or by the consensus of the Prophet's community. If the Caliph was chosen by Allah Almighty, there would be no difference between a Prophet and a Caliph. Number 22. Criticizing anything related to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is disbelief, because every action and attribute of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is by the selection of Allah Almighty. Thus, objecting to it is objecting to Allah's will. Number 23. Qarun was the son of Yashar, the uncle of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He was a great scholar of the Torah, handsome, humble, and well-mannered, but he became a hypocrite upon gaining wealth. Number 24. Being happy after committing a sin is forbidden, and being happy due to worship is better. Similarly, celebrating joy through unlawful means, such as dancing out of happiness, is forbidden. Celebrating joy in a permissible way, such as giving charity, is good. Number 25. To view the worldly life of others with greed and to desire their worldly possessions is the way of the heedless. In worldly matters, look at those below you, and in matters of faith, look at those above you. Number 26. The reward for one good deed is at least tenfold, with no upper limit, and that reward is eternal, and this is in addition to beholding Allah Almighty and meeting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 27. The noble Prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam invited creation towards the attributes of Allah Almighty, whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam called towards the being of the Lord. 25 pearls of wisdom from Surah Al-Ankabut. Number 1. By the grace of Allah Almighty, believers turn back to Allah Almighty in this worldly life. Number 2. Testing Muslims according to the strength of their faith is divine law. Illness, poverty, hardship, and calamity are all tests from Allah Almighty that clearly distinguish the sincere one from the hypocrite. A believer remains content with Allah's will. Number 3. The purpose of tribulations is that on the day of judgment, no one can object to another's punishment or reward. For example, when Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is given leadership of the people of paradise, no one will ask why they were not given leadership. The trial of Karbala revealed his rightful entitlement to lead the youth of paradise. Number 4. Whoever has hope that they will be forgiven in the court of Allah Almighty, such hope is true, For indeed he is most forgiving, most merciful. Number 5. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was the fourth prophet sent to the world. His name was either Abdul Ghaffar, Yashkur or Shakir. He was given the title Nuh due to how much he wept in the fear of Allah Almighty. He alayhi salam was born in Suwad, Iraq, 1620 years after Prophet Adam alayhi salam came to the world. He preached for 9.5 centuries, yet only 72 people from outside and 8 from within his household believed in him. After the destruction of the disbelievers, he lived for several hundred years. He is considered the second prophet, Adam alayhi salam. During his time, marriage between siblings was declared forbidden. His grave is in the region of Karak, Syria. He was the prophet for all the people on earth at that time. Number 6. The Ark of Nuh alayhi salam remained on Mount Judi until the era of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, even though there was a gap of 3974 years between him and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Number 7. In Islam, it is forbidden to burn any living being alive. Number 8. The love a believer has for Allah Almighty increases after death. The friendships of believers do not end with death, rather they grow stronger and benefit them in the hereafter. Number 9. Prophet Lut alayhi salam was either the nephew or cousin of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the son of Haran. Prophet Lut alayhi salam was the first to believe in Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Number 10. Migration is a sunnah of the Prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. Number 11. Amongst the sons of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam are Prophet Ismail and also Madian and Madain. Number 12. The Qutb al-Aqtab will remain a Sayyid until the Day of Judgment, and this rank is specially granted to the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was a Hassani Husayni Sayyid. Number 13. Sodomy was not committed by anyone before the people of Lut, and no animal engages in this act either. A person who commits the act is considered worse than an animal. Eventually, such a person becomes incapable of having relations with women. Number 14. Even non-Muslims are obliged to correct their morals, and the Islamic ruler has the authority to punish them for failing to do so. Number 15. The knowledge of angels is not greater than the knowledge of any prophet, alayhi salam. Number 16. The devil does not consider evil deeds to be good, but he makes them appear good to people. He himself is not a polytheist, but he makes people polytheists. Number 17. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam informed us that when the people of the book mention any part of the Torah and other scriptures to us, we should neither confirm nor deny. Rather, we should say that we believe in Allah Almighty and His books. Number 18. Someone in a state of impurity cannot touch a page of the noble Quran, so the despicable devil cannot touch those who have the noble Quran in their hearts, insha'Allah. Number 19. The miracles of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are of three types: those that occur continuously without his volition, such as the absence of a shadow from his pure body, or the fragrance of musk and amber in his sweat; those which he was not given the authority to manifest, like the verses of the noble Quran; those that occurred by his own will, such as making stones and pebbles recite the word of Allah Almighty, splitting the moon and causing the sun to return. Number 20. The Sufis, rahmahumullah, say that the death of the heedless is sudden, even if it comes after a long illness, because they do not prepare for the hereafter. The death of an intelligent believer is not sudden, even if they suffer a heart failure during sleep, because they are always prepared for death. Number 21. If a sinful believer goes to hell, he will not be enveloped in punishment. The forehead, heart, and parts that prostrate will remain safe, because being engulfed by punishment is the torment for the disbeliever. Number 22. Scholars say that only three creatures amass provisions: the ant, mouse, and human. They eat less but worry more. No other animal collects sustenance, even though some animals eat a lot daily, like elephants and rhinos. Number 23. The wealth of a disbeliever is wrath, whilst the poverty of a believer is mercy. Number 24. There are three types of people: those who remember Allah Almighty in times of hardship, those who remember Him in times of comfort, those who remember Allah Almighty in all circumstances. The third type are intelligent, whilst the first two are heedless. Disbelievers are from the first type, because they remember Allah Almighty in hardship, but disbelieve in times of comfort. Number 25. The believer who is granted a grave in Medina is truly fortunate. 18 pearls of wisdom from Surah Ar-Rum. Number 1. If we fulfill the purpose of our life, we are truly alive, otherwise we are worse than the dead. Number 2. It is permissible to travel to visit the abandoned towns of the rejected, so that one develops the fear of Allah Almighty, and to visit the inhabited places of the beloveds, so that one's hope is renewed. Number 3. The eating, drinking, and moving of a disbeliever are acts of oppression, as he uses the blessings of Allah Almighty to rebel against Him. They are acts of worship for a believer, because he is obedient to Allah Almighty. Number 4. The Sufis state, whoever abandons the Sunnah will one day abandon the Fard too, and the one who becomes accustomed to leaving the obligatory acts will eventually abandon his faith. A thief first breaks through the outer walls, then the inner walls, if he is successful. The first wall is the Sunnah, so protect it, otherwise nothing will remain safe. Number 5. No matter how severe the day of judgment may be, the hope of a believer will never fade. He will remain hopeful for the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the mercy of Allah Almighty. Number 6. Allah Almighty creates lifeless things like a drop of fluid, nutfa, or an egg from living beings, and brings forth a disbeliever from a believer, a sinner from a pious person, and an ignorant one from a wise person. From that same drop or egg, He creates living beings, believers and disbelievers, wise from the heedless and righteous from the sinful. How glorious is His majesty! Number 7. A human cannot marry a jinn, animal, or any other non-human, because a wife must be of the same species, although the heavenly maidens are not from the offspring of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Paradise is a different realm with its own distinct laws. This is why Prophet Adam alayhi salam only had Lady Hawa as his wife in Paradise. Number 8. A man is responsible for earning a livelihood, and a woman provides comfort to him. Number 9. There is natural love between husband and wife, even if they were strangers before. Through marriage, two families and sometimes even two nations become united. That is why it is called nikah, meaning a uniting bond. When a man feels affection for his wife's relatives and a woman for her husband's, it is a mercy from Allah Almighty. On the other hand, discord is a form of punishment from Allah Almighty. Number 10. The creation of the universe was gradual over 6 days, but its recreation, i.e. resurrection, will occur instantly. Number 11. Every child is born upon belief in the oneness of Allah Almighty, i.e. Tawheed, and the religion they pledged allegiance to on the day of the covenant, Mithaq. Number 12. During times of hardship, the disbelievers of Makkah frequently went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and asked him to pray to Allah Almighty. Even Pharaoh asked Musa alayhi salam to pray during times of calamity. Number 13. A gift, hibba, in which only the pleasure of Allah Almighty is intended, is called charity, sadaqah, and that in which the pleasure of people is intended in order to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty is called a present, ay hadiyah, or an appreciation, nadr. Number 14. Charity is that which is given to the needy solely to please Allah Almighty because of their poverty. Giving a gift to the poor is charity, and giving charity to the rich is considered a gift. Sadaqah jariyah, i.e. ongoing charity, can be received by the affluent and impoverished, whilst obligatory charity can only be given to the indigent. Voluntary charity is most suitable for the destitute. Number 15. Droughts, diseases, epidemics, floods, fires and a lack of blessings in sustenance occur due to disbelief and sins. When there is no rain, aquatic creatures become blind and pearls do not form in oysters. In short, sins cause hardship and afflict aquatic creatures too. Nowadays, drought in forests and in the sea, disaster strikes everywhere. Number 16. Sometimes animals face calamities because of the misdeeds of humans. Dust is at times ground with wheat, just as sometimes rain comes to us because of animals. Excessive adultery leads to killing and destruction. Withholding zakat causes rain to cease. Deliberately weighing products incorrectly leads to the appointment of oppressive rulers, and usually causes earthquakes and other disasters. Number 17. Allah Almighty states, "It is upon our bestowal to help the Muslims." There are several ways the believers receive help: gaining victory over the disbelievers during battle, being granted success in debates, and Allah Almighty calling the distressed believer to him and not leaving him in the hands of enemies. Therefore, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was victorious, whilst Yazid was vile and defeated. Number 18. A person becomes physically and intellectually weak in old age, as all faculties weaken. Even a well-educated person becomes irrational. This shows that we are all ultimately under the control of someone else. Nine pearls of wisdom from Surah Al-Luqman. Number 1. Listening to the recitation of the noble Quran is a communal obligation, i.e. farz-e kifaya, so it should not be recited loudly in places where people are compelled to listen, like places of business. Number 2. Tariq was the father of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He lived for 1,000 years and adopted the company of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Number 3. The name of Sayyidina Luqman's son is either Anam or Ashkam. Number 4. Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna radiallahu anhu said, "In order to thank Allah Almighty, perform the 5 daily prayers, and pray for the forgiveness of your parents in order to thank them. Number 5. It is good to imitate the appearance and behavior of the righteous, but adopting the appearance and behavior of the evil is wrong. Present-day Muslims should take a lesson from this because they imitate the arrogant disbelievers in their mannerisms. Imitating the arrogant is also bad, whilst imitating the humble is good. Nowadays, parting the hair and walking bareheaded while swinging the hands and feet is the way of the arrogant, which every Muslim must avoid. Walking fast without reason also falls under arrogance. Number 6. Being boastful about inner greatness, such as knowledge, beauty, pleasant voice, lineage, preaching, etc., is pride. Being haughty about outer qualities such as wealth, property, army, servants, etc., is arrogance. Therefore, do not boast about your personal and external virtues because they do not belong to you. Rather, they belong to Allah Almighty, and He can take them away whenever He wills. Number 7. A rooster remembers Allah Almighty loudly, which is considered a good thing. It is encouraged to supplicate at this time. Number 8. The Sufis say that we are all in loss. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is Allah's strong rope, and whoever holds firmly to him will attain elevation, whilst the one who remains distant from him is in loss. It is like pulling a fallen bucket or person from a well using a rope. Number 9. Being heedless of Allah Almighty by considering this worldly life to be permanent is great negligence. It is like a bubble of water, an empty shell with no true substance. Compiling pearls of wisdom from Nurul Irfan. In order to prepare booklets consisting of pearls of wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan, work has been carried out on the printed manuscript at Naimi Library, manuscript number N163. Honorifics have been added after the mention of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, names of the Prophets alayhi musallatu wa salam, the companions radiyallahu anhum, and saints rahmahumullah. A reference has been added after every pearl of wisdom. The meanings of difficult words are provided in parenthesis, and in some places the pronunciation and diacritics of difficult words have also been added. Some words or phrases from old Urdu have been simplified. In some places, difficult pearls of wisdom are explained briefly, and headings have been added to highlight the importance of concepts to the readers. The Honorable Mufti Rahmatullahi Alayh has mentioned several ahadith alongside points of exegesis. Their references have been given for the interest of readers. Beneficial points related to the topic have been included by the weekly booklet department to encourage readers to perform good deeds. Only those pearls of wisdom have been retained which are a singular independent statement. An effort has been made to not include sayings that require Quranic verses to be understood. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.